Good day, and welcome to the Vienna International Airport Q3 Results Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Judith Hellany. Please go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the call for the third quarter results presentation. The presentation will be held by our Board of Management, Mr. Ofner and Mr. Jäger. The presentation will be followed by a Q&A session. The presentation and the Q&A will be later on downloadable at our homepage. Should you need the presentation, you can also find it at our homepage under the presentation section. Now I'd like to hand over to Mr. Ofner. Ofner, please go ahead.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Today we released our Q3 results and the results for the first three quarters of 2012. I think you all received the presentation. Into the very details, we can go in the Q&A session, but I want to outline the headlines. I think overall, we are very glad that we can confirm that the economic goals we set out at the beginning of the year will be reached. This is definitely true for our EBITDA. If you look at our Q3 figures, you will see that also in regard of net profits, we are slightly above what was the previous guidance, as we had a guidance of 60 million plus, and we reached now 71.6 million after three quarters. What we have also to outline is that essential projects in regard of maintenance will be finalized in quarter four, so that for the full year, we expect maybe an equal net result or slightly below. It will very much depend if all projects can be finished and will be part of our profit and loss already for this year or not. In regard of our CapEx, we could realize a further reduction, mainly due to the fact that the overall costs of check-in 3 could be additionally lowered, and also the received damage payment was offset against our CapEx, so that finally we estimate that it will be maximum 100 million or slightly below for the full year 2012. This also is reflected in the positive development of our cash flow and is finally visible in the fact that our net debt position will not go up to roughly 800 million euros, what we initially expected, but can be reduced already this year from roughly 750 million to more or less 720 million-725 million end of this year, what finally contributes to an improvement in our financial results because we could repay debt earlier than previously expected. What this also means is that the decline in gearing started and that we finally plan to end with roughly net debt of 3.5 EBITDA instead of 4 EBITDA, what was initially expected for the year 2012. If you look in the details of the first nine months, you will see that we had a passenger growth of 5.9%, but definitely this will be slowed down for the rest of this year. we expect that the guidance of 4-5% in any case will be reached with the higher end, so that for the full year, 5 plus something is realistic. If we go through shortly the presentation to slide 5, you will see that despite the opening of our check-in 3, we had quite low increases in the main figures. Especially, this is true for the personal expenses. In Q3, we already made a provision of 4.3 million euros for a one-off payment for 2013, and we entered into an agreement with our trade unions that for the year 2013 up to May 14, no wage increase will take place. So we anticipated the cost factor already in this year's Q3 for the one-off payment of 1,000 euro per head, and we will not have additional personal costs through collective wage agreement for next year and up to May 2014. The other operating expenses clearly are up, and as already outlined, this is related to 150,000 square meters more terminal capacity in connection with opening of check-in 3. Clearly, depreciation and amortization is down compared with last year because we had the special offs of last year, and this clearly is reflected in these figures. I already mentioned our net debt expectation and the reduction in gearing, which is very positive. And I think for the first time since a considerable period of time, we will be able to pay the dividend not through debt, but out of the net cash flow the company is earning, what should be also the case in the forthcoming years, we hope. Cash flow, you see, is more or less unchanged in regard to last year, but fairly better as it was in our budget, especially due to the fact that we cut down investments from the initial plan of roughly 160 to 120 and now to 100 or slightly below. So this, I think, is the main part from my side and the financial part, and I want to hand over to my colleague Julian Jäger.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, just a few highlights regarding the traffic results. I assume you are aware of them. We had an increase of 5.9% until the end of September. The trend is, in the first 9 months, was still a strong growth in transfer passengers and passengers to Eastern Europe. Reduction in flight movements, reduction in MTOW, and a significant reduction in cargo. In October, the trend changed a bit in respect of transfer passengers, so we saw a significant increase in local passengers. And an insignificant increase in transfer passengers. We think that this trend will continue, so the growth will slow down and we will end the year somewhere around 5%, with hardly any transfer traffic increase until the end of this year. Yeah, I think the next slide we can skip. You can see strong growth to Eastern Europe, North America, and Middle East. In respect of traffic results from our main customers, I think the total Lufthansa Group shows a very healthy growth. The same is applicable for Niki and Air Berlin, whereby the trend in October shows that we see a very significant growth from Niki and Air Berlin, and a slight reduction in Austrian Airlines. As well, we think that this is a trend which will continue until the end of the year and especially next year. So we will see an increase in capacity from Niki here in Vienna. They will base 23 planes here. And I would expect Austrian to not increase capacity, and definitely they will try to maximize the yield and cut as many operating costs as possible. Overall, still a very, very positive picture. Lufthansa Group up, Niki and Air Berlin Group up, and significant growth from British Airways, Turkish, and all the other airlines. A few words in respect of our segments. Airport segment had an increase of 7.7% in revenue, 9.2% EBITDA, and more than 40% EBIT. You can see here a slight increase in the number of employees, depending if you take the average or as of the 30th of September. But I think this is a very moderate growth, having in mind that we took 150,000 square meters terminal into operation. The increase in revenue came obviously from the higher security tariff and the passenger growth. I think the main positive developments in 2012 were the successful start of operations in check-in 3, the start of modernization of check-in 1, the new terminal for Niki and Air Berlin group, which will be opened in early January 2013. I think we have now a long-term safeguard of our airport charges regime due to the fact that the Airport Tariff Act passed the Austrian Parliament, and we got the new higher security tariff of €7.70 per departing passenger. The handling segment, I think that there are two major developments there. We had a reduction in revenue, mainly due to the new contract with Austrian Airlines, which already is in force since July of this year. Secondly, the reduction in revenue is due to less de-icing in the winter and the reduction in cargo volume. The other important development is the significant reduction in employees. You can see, if you take it as of the 30th of September, reduction by 6%. And one important development was the extension of the contract with Austrian Airlines and Niki and Air Berlin Group until the end of 2019. So our core segment of handling is safeguarded until, or at least 70% of the market are safeguarded until the end of 2019. Retail and properties, positive development as well, an increase of 10% in revenue due to higher income from shops and gastronomy, due to higher passenger volume and the opening of check-in 3 and additional retail space. We have a very positive development as well from parking, advertising, and rentals. And there was one important one-off, the bankruptcy of the Sardana Group. We've got now back all the space which was rented out to the Sardana Group, which means on the one hand that we have now significant space available, but on the other hand we expect to sign a number of contracts by the end of the year, and this gives us obviously an upside for the revenue in 2013. Yeah, I don't think that we have to go through the segment results again. So maybe to finish off with our outlook, we are very sure that we will meet all the targets announced in the 2012 guidance. We will either break even or have a slightly weaker result in the fourth quarter. So the net profit for 2012 financial year will be equal or slightly below the result of the first three quarters. We have a positive net cash flow and a slight decline in net debt expected for 2012. We will reach the traffic forecast, so we will have roughly a 5% increase in passengers, and we expect to decrease MTOW by 2 to 3% and flight movements around about minus 1%. The modernization of the infrastructure goes on. We will have check-in one completed by the end of December, and all the shopping areas should be leased out by year-end 2012. Yeah, thank you very much for the attention, and I'll hand over to Mr. Heleni again.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was the presentation, and now we will be ready to take your questions. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Ms. Heleni. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal reach our equipment. If you find that your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will now take our first question from Andy Jones of RBC Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just had three questions, if I could.
Good afternoon.
Could you talk us through what's happening with the headcount in ground handling? It looks like on the average the headcount is down slightly, but on the year end or on the period end it's down a lot more significantly. Is this a permanent reduction, and should we expect to see most of the benefits from that into 2013? Second question, on ground handling EBITDA, could you explain the bridge how you increased EBITDA by 6 million when external revenue is down 3 million. Is it all internal pass-through of the security tariffs? And the third question, it looks like most of your growth in Q3 came from Niki in terms of passenger growth. What sort of time slots have they been taking? Are they peak slots or are they off-peak slots? And do they have any incentive to take the off-peak slots?
Let me start with your EBITDA question. I think you are on the right track. Essential positive contribution comes from the higher security tariff. On the other hand, as we outlined in our previous calls, we made a provision for restructuring of personnel for the ground handling sector last year of roughly 6 million euros, and this was now partly offset and spent. So the costs for restructuring have partly been borne by this provision. Therefore, you see now a better EBITDA despite a reduction in external revenues. The headcount will go up maybe slightly again. I mean, it's just a seasonal up and down. But in substance, you are right. Yes, you will see the most benefit for a full year then in 2013, because reduction started end of 11, but the major part was done throughout 12, and we will see some seasonal recruitment again next year, but in general and in average the level will be substantially down. And what especially is important for the handling ground handling sector is what I already outlined before, that we will have no wage increase out of the collective agreement and inflation coverage for next year. And the expenses for the one-off payment of 1,000 euros are already included this year. Regarding Niki, I will hand over to Julian.
Yes, it's true. The major growth in Q3 and in October came from Niki Air Berlin Group. They have peak slots, but essentially what Niki did in the last few years is that we extended our peak. So they start a bit earlier and they fly a bit longer in the evening. There are no special incentives for them to use the peak slots, but one thing you shouldn't forget, on the one hand, the growth came from an increase in load factor, and on the other hand, they've started to replace the Embraer by the A320. So they have a significant higher passenger volume on those flights, and this is why there will be more seat capacity available next year and until the end of this year.
Thank you very much. Very clear.
We will now take our next question from Bernd Meyer of RCB. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Bernd Maurer, Raiffeisen Central Bank. Some questions I do have. First, I would like to start with material expenses. Those surprised positively as... Or
hello?
Hello? Can you hear me, Bernd?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Bernd?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Sorry, I apologize, do not know. I do have some questions. First, regarding material expenses. Those were only about 1.5 million higher than in the second quarter, despite that the new terminal went into full operations. Was there any positive one-off compensating a bigger hike in material expenses?
No. It's okay. Just a normal development. And, I mean, we already had some of the corresponding expenses in quarter two.
Yeah.
Because although the terminal was not opened, it was already more or less operational because all the testing took place and so on.
Okay. Then, secondly, as now that the terminal is... started operations, the level of depreciation charges and interest expenses we saw in the third quarter, a good proxy for the final quarter and for 2013 going onwards?
Yes.
Yep.
I mean, the overall effect for 13 will be that we started depreciation for check-in 3 in Q3.
Of course, yeah.
And but so 7 months in 12.
Yeah.
So you can add to the check-in 3 depreciation for 13, 5 more months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's clear, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you. Then speaking about, first of all, one thing to clarify. Did I understand you right, Mr. Ofner, before that you... said that the 1,000 euro extra payment employees received in 2013 were already booked in the third quarter this year.
Yes, because we will pay it right now, so with salaries November, December, and then it's done.
All right, and that's already accounted in the latest quarter.
Yes.
Thank you, that's clear. And finally, a question regarding outlook of traffic for 2013. You stated, Mr. Julian Jäger said before that he expects Air Berlin to increase capacities next year, and then I ask, despite the cuts on some Eastern European routes, and what do you expect Austrian Airlines to do next year? Will they cut further? Do you expect them to stay stable around current levels? And do you expect, all in all, despite cyclical weakening and so on, at least a stable to slightly positive traffic development next year? Or are you afraid of deteriorating traffic dynamics?
I would start with your last question.
Yep.
Overall, there's nothing which would give me any assurance that we will have growth next year. So we believe that it will be roughly around minus. I mean, from today's point of view, it's very difficult to forecast the full year 2013. But from our projections, we would We would assume that we will have roughly the same passenger numbers as this year, probably or most probably with a slight decrease in aircraft movements and MTOW. I would be surprised if Austrian Airlines would have any significant passenger growth next year. I think that Austrian Airlines will focus on profitability, so they will definitely try to drive their yield up. Will try to cut operational costs. So I think they will do what a lot of airlines will do: cut capacity where possible, keep the high load factor and maximize yield. I do expect an increase from Niki, despite their announcement to cut Belgrade, Bucharest and Sofia. The information we have got firsthand essentially is that the capacity of Niki in Vienna will be exactly the same, but the focus will shift. So what we will see is an increase on the more touristic routes to Italy and Spain and Greece. Niki has the intention to run a Greece hub here in Vienna for the German market. The demand for Greece is going down in Germany significantly, so they will operate a hub to Greece here in Vienna, and they will grow Spain. So overall, this should not be a major change in passenger numbers of Niki. I see it as a more complementary offer to Austrian as it is today. So today there was probably a bit more competition between Austrian and Niki on the southeastern and eastern routes, and the new focus of Niki on the touristic segment is probably more complementary and definitely good news for Austrian Airlines.
Okay, that's very clear. Thank you very much, Miss.
As a reminder to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. We will now take our next question from Johan Zbon of Commerzbank. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my questions. Three ones. Firstly, on retail sales per passenger, I calculate that this was in Q3 about 170. So that would be trending clearly below your guidance for the full year of around 2 euros. So probably you could just tell us if you uphold this target, and also where this number is going in 2013 maybe. Then second question, interest expenses. I think there are many moving parts in the interest expense line because of the not capitalizing interest and the repayment of the premature repayment of the loan. Probably could guide us what you expect for interest expenses for this year. And lastly, in terms of the cash flow statement, I just saw that there was an 14 million tax reimbursement in the quarter. I was just wondering if you could give us any more details on that, and if that was a one-off, or if we should expect further payments from that side. Thank you.
May I ask you back? I did not really get what figures did you relate to in your first question?
The retail sales per passengers. I calculate 117 was generated in Q3. That's clearly trending below your guidance, which I think you gave in the last call. That for the full year.
No, but the figure is not correct. Where are you?
That's just my calculation. Maybe it's wrong.
No, I mean that the total income, EBITDA, is 29.2.
No, I refer to the retail sales per passenger.
My calculation is talking about revenue per passenger from retail, so just retail and gastronomy. We are at a figure for the first 9 months of this year of 180.
That's for the 9 months, yeah.
For the nine months, yes.
That's in line with my calculation as well. But for Q3, only for Q3, we had 170, which is a little bit surprising because Skylink was in full operation.
No, but the point is that the passengers in July and August have a significant different spending power, essentially, than the average passenger. So that it's no surprise that in Q3 the average is down. In my memory, I think the guidance was for next year. I gave the guidance of 190 to 2.10 for 2013, not for for 2012. But I'm very confident that until the end of this year, we will be at least on the 180 or above that. So we should get somewhere close to 190.
Okay.
From our point of view, and next year, obviously, there should be an uplift from the 190.
Okay.
Maybe it's slightly misleading because also the provisions for Sadana Group are deducted from the overall results. So, I mean, we would have to clean it somehow because only the provisions for Sadana Group amount to roughly 3 million euros. The net effect.
Okay.
Even 3.5. So this would be slightly misleading what you see maybe now. And definitely it will be above 170.
Okay.
And Sadana is clearly a one-off effect because all the shops will be operational in 13.
Sure.
Sorry, I have to apologize. I now forgot your second and third question. Maybe you can repeat it. I'm sorry.
No problem. In terms of the interest expenses, I think there are many, many moving parts in there for this year because we have the interest expenses which are not capitalized anymore, and also we had in Q3 the repayment of the loan. So the question would be if you could just guide us a little bit in terms of interest expense for this year, for the full year.
Yeah, I mean, for the full year, you will see a slight further improvement because we repaid some of our loans, and we thereby reduce our interest payments for the fourth quarter. What you pointed at rightly is that in the first quarter of 2012, we capitalized roughly 5 million of interest for check-in 3, and from the 1st of April, we put it into the expense. So from this side, for 13, we would have a slightly higher interest expense, but if you put into account that our average interest rate we have to pay is lower than previously and the net debt sum is substantially lower than initially expected, then this will lead to a further improvement in the fourth quarter and also to improvements next year.
Okay. And just lastly, my third question was looking at the cash flow statement, I realized that there was a 14 million tax reimbursement recorded in the operating cash flow. I was just wondering what the background is and if we can expect any more payments from that side.
No, I think it's now more or less balanced. So what happened is that the financial authorities paid us back what could be expected that it was an overpayment. Maybe you are aware we have the regulation in Austria that if you owe the tax authority, you have to pay interest, but if they owe you, they have also to pay interest. And so I think they want to avoid interest payments to Vienna Airport, so they repaid what fairly can be considered now as overpayment in the last periods.
Okay, and it's done now.
It's more or less, I think it's balanced now, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time.
Hello?
We will now take our next question from Nick Edelman of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I was just wondering if on the security tariff, you could just remind me what determines the evolution of that tariff going forwards from here.
Yeah, I mean, the security tariff was recalculated due to the additional costs we have for check-in 3. So more facilities and all the staffing. And it will be included down the road into the overall tariff regime.
Okay,
into the formula
great.
That is applied in 2 years from now. And it will be recalculated until then and offset against the actual costs. But finally, it will be included in the tariff formula so that the further development will follow the formula. I don't know if you are aware of the formula, what it says. It's inflation minus growth multiplied with 0.35 in a 3 years average. So it means that not the asset base will be checked on a yearly basis, but the historic tariffs will follow this formula, and this leads maybe in 12 to an increase of roughly 0.8%, and also for this year it could lead to a slight increase.
That's great, thank you.
Thank you.
We will now take our next question from Martina Valento of Ernst Group. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have two questions, if I may. First one is relating to the revenues from the check-in 3 terminal. At the beginning of the year, if I remember correctly, you gave a revenue guidance of euro 20 million. In additional revenues from check-in 3. Now my question would be, with the 2012 year almost finished, do you think that those expectations will be reached? And can we differ from that in 2013 we should double this 20 million to 40 million? That would be my first question. And the second question is relating to your planned CapEx spend for 2013, if you can already give us some guidance on this figure. Thank you.
Starting with your last question, we will give our guidance for 2013 in the course of January. But if you take our CAPEX guidance up to 2015, it will stay with 590. So this means that for 2013, 2014, 2015, we will follow our deleverage strategy, and the overall CAPEX in these 3 years should not substantially exceed 200, 250 million. I mean, it will depend a little bit where we end year end 2012, and then you can deduct what was already invested and offset it against the 590. And this is what is left more or less for the next 3 years. And regarding the revenues for this year, I think this is clearly can clearly be confirmed for check-in 3. What we expect for next year, please give us a little bit time, and we will definitely include it also in our guidance for next year. But overall and generally speaking, I would not see now a reason that something dramatically has changed in regard of the expectations we had before. And so I think overall and generally said, it's on a good course. Operationally,
it's working well. There will be some smaller issues where we have to do some improvements, but in general, all our expectations are more or less met.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We will now take our next question from Joe Thomas of HSBC. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Three questions, please. Firstly, you gave a little bit of a steer on the traffic outlook for next year. You said it would be broadly flat. Can you give us a sense about whether that will be with the benefit of any further discounts being extended to the airlines over the course of 2013, be that for transfer passengers or anything else? The second thing is there has been a little bit of confusion about some CapEx that is required to be done on the runway, and I think this relates to maintenance of the existing runways and what that is likely to cost. Could you just please clarify what the cost is and simply whether it's in the existing CapEx guidance you've just been talking about? Then finally, on check-in three, are there any more refunds to come at all, do you think, from any of your suppliers?
Yeah, starting with your last question, I mean, you know, on a ship and in front of the court, you are in God's hand. So we have no firm expectation in regard of damage refunds, but given the status of our expertise, I'm very optimistic that we will reach additional damage payments. But what we cannot predict is, will it be possible to reach that out of court? Then the settlement would take place definitely next year. Or will we be forced to go on a court trial, what I personally would not prefer because it's a cost risk and it's time-consuming. But we have to keep that option in mind because otherwise we would not have the appropriate pressure to get such payments. So what you can expect is that if we can settle it amicably out of court, we will have the settlement next year. If not, then definitely from our today's standpoint, we would have to open court cases against the respective parts.
Can you just remind me, what is the level of the outstanding claims?
The overall damage we deducted from our balance sheet was roughly 30 million euros. We so far received 14.1 out of the insurance claim, including a reduction of receivables, and we received another 2.5 from the counterpart we are discussing now. Everything that would now go to a specific figure would be wild speculation. So I hope you understand that we should not speculate, but in any case, we expect a substantial contribution. Otherwise, we would not close it out of court. So if we would not agree on a substantial amount that is comparable to the overall damage that was seen from our side, we would definitely go to court.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, to your question regarding maintenance, yes, definitely we plan the maintenance of our existing runway in 2013. From today's standpoint, roughly two-thirds of the work that has to be done will be on the expenses side because it's just the renovation part of the runway. and roughly one-third will be activated because it's the shoulder improvement, and this will be activated. We will include the overall cost in our plans for 2013. We are now in the period where we are asking for offers for the work, so please understand that we will not give you any concrete or detailed figure in this point of time, because this could somehow jeopardize the process of getting cheap offers for that work. But it is well integrated in our CAPEX plans, and it will definitely not exceed the guidance we gave so far for our overall CAPEX up to 15.
And regarding your first question, there are no plans to increase incentives next year, so essentially we'll have the same basis of incentives as this year.
We will now take our final question from Bernd Meyer of RCB. Please go ahead.
Yes, well, one follow-up to the topic we discussed before. It's about retail sales per passenger and additional sales from the Skylink terminal. You said you expect next year retail sales per passenger of about €2.10. Multiplying this figure by, let's say, 22 million passengers, we come to a figure of about 46 million euro. Am I right that this is not the whole revenue you book in this line? Here comes on top, not the whole revenue from shopping and gastronomy. Here comes on top rental income and additional income, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But please understand that we are not in the position now to give you detailed expectations for 2013.
Yeah.
Generally, you are right.
Yeah.
The detailed figures you will get in January.
Yeah. Thank you. I think everything
Thank
is
you.
Here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There are no further questions at this time.
In this case, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation and thank you for your questions during the conference call. Should you have any further questions, please feel free to get back to us later today or in the coming days. We are always at your service. Thank you once again for participating and speak to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That will conclude today's conference call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.